Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, I wonder, well, I don't really wonder, I know what I would have done if I had heard Jesus' words about the sun and the moon, about all the nations shuddering, about all the things that are going to happen that sound very frightening. I would have gone home, shut the door, built a bomb shelter. I would not have been very hopeful when you hear about disaster. Who's hopeful in disaster? It's a terrible thing. We batten down the hatches, we get ready, and we hide. And sometimes in life, all you want to do is go to bed and pull the covers up over your head and let life go by. Might not be a natural disaster, but all of us have had disasters in our home life, haven't we? We've experienced death. We've experienced illness. There's so often that we just don't want to face life. And as Jesus is talking about all the disasters that are going to happen, I love what he says. Stand up. Lift up your heads, because your salvation is drawing near. And that's the rallying call for those who know Christ as Lord and Savior. It doesn't mean that we aren't afraid. It would be silly for me to say that as a Christian we should never experience fear, because we do, and some fear is good. You want a healthy fear of fires so you don't put your hand near a flame. Sometimes we have to run away. So fear is built within us. But when we allow fear to dictate our lives, then we cannot truly live. And if we know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then even the worst disaster in our lives, we can face with him. Stand up, the Bible says. I experienced that once, and I don't know if it was foolhardy, anger, or what, but when I was living in the Washington, D.C. area, do you all remember the D.C. sniper? This was several years ago. There was a young man and his mentor on the loose, and people would be doing everyday things like pumping gas, and all of a sudden they'd be dead. And it didn't matter where you were. The attacks were random. It shut Washington, D.C. down and all the surrounding areas. And everybody was on the lookout. I think it was a white van, and it actually was not a white van that these people were using. But everyone was frightened out of their minds. They canceled all school trips. People who went to the gas station used to weave so that they wouldn't be a standing target. No one let their children out, the whole Washington, D.C. area. And I remember going to pump gas, and I got mad. And I thought, okay, give it your best shot. And I stood there as I pumped my gas, as everybody else is moving around, because I thought, I'm just not going to give in to that kind of fear. Because if I'm taken out of this world, God knows where I'm going to go. Stand up. It is so important in this life not to be ruled by fear. And God gives us the assurance that no matter what, he's with us at all times. There was a neighbor on my street that everybody was afraid of. Or actually, all the little kids were. They seemed to be a fearsome bunch. It was a widow lady with her two children. Her two children were grown, never married, and lived at home. The daughter was a lovely lady. She just radiated goodness. She was very pretty, loving lady. The son was not only an alcoholic, but he was mean. And he hated the neighbor kids. And of course, we always were doing something to aggravate him. And he would come banging. I don't know why it was always my door. In our house, he'd be banging on the door to tell us what for, and my mother would go out and say, Charlie, go home and sleep it off. And the neighborhood kids had an idea that this poor lady Josephine, the one daughter who was so lovely, must be locked up at night there. And they must be holding her captive because she's too nice to be in that that family. As I got to know them and as I grew older, I found out that the widow was a very bitter woman. And I didn't understand with these two kids why they never married, why they never left home until I heard this story from the neighbors. They had had a child before these two were born. And that child, he was 3 years old, and he ran out in the street and was hit by a car and killed. When these two came along, Mom was determined that nothing would happen bad to them. Now, part of that is a good thing. You want to be cautious with your children, especially in the city. I was taught from the time I was little, we had lessons on how to cross the street. These are important things and survival tactics. But when you're gripped with fear, it goes beyond survival. And so she was so determined that nothing would happen to her children, that they would always be safe, that she couldn't let go of them. When Josephine turned 18, she was a very devout Christian. She loved the Lord. She loved the church. She would go to Mass not only every Sunday, but during the week, maybe to escape home, who knows. But that might have been the only place she was allowed to go without Mom tagging along. And the priest came to her mother and said, Josephine has such a strong faith in God, and I've talked to her, and she's expressed interest in going into the convent and becoming a nun. Well, Mom would hear none of this because Josephine would then be out of her sight. One time, Mom complained to me about Charlie, the son, and said, you know, he's such a big baby, and I had to bite my tongue. Up until the day she died, she made lunch for her children, and now they were middle-aged. She made supper for them. She watched out for them. They never had a healthy adult life because Mom wanted to keep them safe. Fear can do terrible things to us. It's okay to be afraid. But I believe this passage is saying that when we are at our most fearful, stand on your feet. Know that the God of the universe is with us, that all the power of heaven and earth are here, and all the grace we need to go through our worst fears, and to continue to stand till that day that Christ calls us home. What is your worst fear? What is the one thing you said, if it happened, I don't think I could handle it? Give that to God today. And in our time of communion, we have the opportunity to throw it all on Him, to stand up, raise our heads up, because our redemption is drawing near. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You that in our fear, Your peace, Your presence, will always be with us till journey's end. And whatever that fear is, we give it over to You. And we ask that You would help us to walk in the light and to do those things that we know are well-pleasing to You, no matter what the cost.